Sorts of difficulties have been caused by COVID in every aspect of human life. That difficulty has been caused, and there are no manuals to which we can turn to say, in case of a pandemic in the 20th or 21st century, this is what you do about running a university. And universities had difficulties last year teaching their students and examining their students and managing their students. And this year, certainly the beginning part of it, will be no different. And something that will be difficult and more and different and perhaps more difficult is bringing in the new intake, because ordinarily by this time, matric results would have been available to be shared with universities so they could have a look at the tentative paces that they had offered and say, well, yes, that place can be confirmed because of the matric result, but the matric exams are still being marked. Professor Sue Harrison is the Deputy VC at UCT. Prof. Sue, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John.
How did you end last year? So kind of wiping the sweat off your brow, saying, phew, we got through it.
Well, 2020 was a challenging year for UCT, but I think one of the wonderful things about it is that everybody really came to the party of doing things differently. And so I think we ended 2020 with a group of very academics who were very well, very ready for a bit of a break, and students who really had muscled through and looked at new ways of doing things and I think really come to the party on it. So
you were able to get through enough of the syllabi to enable you to assess a student's performance and put that student through into the next year or out into the wide world, whatever the case was. You managed to do that.
Yes. So we have managed to do that. We have finished the year a little bit late, and so some of our more hands-on programs are just finishing off at the moment, and so we'll be finished within a couple of weeks now. Obviously, in a number of spaces, there was a bit less practical work than we would have liked to have done. But the really innovative ideas come through as to how to cover that kind of work in an online way. So I think we've seen some good learning, new learning approaches, but at a lot of hard work of a lot of people. So, yes, we were wiping the sweat off our brow. I think we have achieved what we needed to achieve, and I think we're all quite happy as to how UCT got through 2020.
And I presume apart from having to take in a new intake, because you would have done that before COVID began seriously to affect us in 2020, so that is a new challenge for you. But for the rest, there are a lot of lessons learned from teaching and learning and assessing from 2020, which would make those aspects of 2021 perhaps a little easier.
Yes. So we were very clear in 2020 to call our approach emergency remote teaching, because there were many things that had to be improvised along the way. We hope to be able to move on a bit from that this year, because we've learned those lessons. I think one of the interesting things is that in 2020, we had our first years on campus for 6 weeks. So they had begun to bond into their new friend sets and colleagues and so on. We will have that in a different way this year. So that will give us a new lesson to a new set of ways of functioning. We will be having our students in Cape Town, and so it's important for us to use our reses, because that helps us to even out the disparities in privilege amongst our students, and helps to ensure that those who come from less privileged backgrounds have access to decent internet, etc. You know, even though we've supplied data over last year and supplied laptops to all our students who needed them, not everywhere in the country do we have the same level of connectivity. So yeah, I think that's going to help us quite a lot.
And then in terms of getting the new ones in, I mean, you finished late, which means probably that you need to give people a good rest to recover from what was a very difficult year for every part of the university environment. So the fact that you're probably going to start later than you would, that gives you more time to deal with the intake of new students, the matric exam results still being marked, due to be released towards the end of January or maybe even early February. How much of a problem is that for universities and UCT in particular?
So I think it will impact all universities. I think the deciding matter on our start date for 2021 is the release of the matric results. And we are expecting them in February, and we will need to work very fast with them. We usually have a bigger time between matric results coming out and students entering our programs than we will have this year. And so that is the point on the critical path, matric results. So I think academics will have had a slightly shorter break than they had previously because of the marking having gone a little later. But it's the matric results which are key in our start of year, and we are scheduled to start in the middle of March, our undergraduate programs. Our postgrad programs will, many of them will start earlier than that. For many of our postgrad programs, there's no need to wait until March.
Have you offered conditional places to students, and will confirm those places once the matric results are in?
We've offered conditional places, as we always have done before matric results are out, and we have we've made sure that that has been done as early as possible. So it's the matric results we're waiting for now. Yeah, that's correct.
Sue, thanks very much for talking to us and giving us the UCT picture. Much appreciated. Professor Sue Harrison is the Deputy Vice Chancellor at the University of Cape Town.